Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And direct from the WISS studios, it's me, Todd, and also New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. I'm not sure exactly how to call. I always want to call you News Director.
Right, but I'm not News Director. That belongs to Charlie. She can have that position. I don't want it. Thank you very much.
Once a week, we're going to be joining forces and speaking with Karen Schneider, who's the publisher of the Oshkosh Herald. And we actually were waiting in the studio for Karen this morning and realized that we needed to call Karen. Karen, thanks for putting up with us this morning.
Good morning, Todd and Lisa. How are you?
We're doing just fine. How are you doing?
You know, I'm not bad this morning.
I do want to take a couple of moments to introduce listeners to the Herald who may not know. And I will say this, as a journalist who's been in newspaper, who's been in magazine, who's been in TV, and who's been in radio, I hold the Herald up as one of the journalistic milestones to compare oneself to. You guys do a fantastic job covering everything that is Oshkosh. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you, Lisa. That's so nice to hear. you know, we have to support each other, right? And we know it's not a job that is appreciated as much as it should be these days. So I thank you for your kind words.
Well, and you're right. We in the old days, there was a lot of competition, and now there's so few of us out here. We kind of share the news gathering and all that kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about the Oshkosh Herald as far as how long it's been around and a little bit about how people, if they're not getting it, how they might be able to get it?
Sure. So the Oshkosh Herald launched in January of 2018 as a bulk mailed newspaper to the majority of homes and businesses in the Oshkosh area school district. So that really is our content coverage as well, is the Oshkosh area school district geographical boundaries. So we're trying to be uber local and that's the area we concentrate on. We're mailed to about 92% of the household here in the school district. But people can also subscribe to have it delivered to their mailbox by giving our office a call or going on to our website at OshkoshHerald.com. You can subscribe online or give us a call at 920-385-4512. But you can also read us online at OshkoshHerald.com. And if you missed any past issues or anything along those lines, you can find those issues at our website as well.
Now, the Oshkosh Herald, or your group of newspapers, I do appreciate that you're very local for Oshkosh, but you also have a newspaper just a little bit north of us in Neenah, correct?
We do. So the Neenah News is coming up on its third anniversary. We launched that It's already 3 years old. We launched it in February of 2022. And then in August of 2023, we changed the delivery model from a subscription-only model to every door delivery. So up north in 54956, every home in that zip code receives the Neenah News on Friday.
I hate to tell you this, Karen, but as you get older, time flies faster and faster and faster. That's what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So it's almost 2 years since we've been every door delivery.
What day of the week does it come out?
Neenah is a Friday product. So it goes to the post office on Thursday and hopefully makes everybody's mailboxes on Friday.
Perfect.
And what is the Oshkosh publication day?
That is a Wednesday.
Perfect. So that's awesome. So as people are getting started with their day today and they get the Oshkosh Herald out of the mailbox, what can they expect from the Oshkosh Herald this week?
So we have some really interesting news, and some of them have been ongoing and others are one of those things where, you know, and I'm sure you and Lisa can relate to this. It used to be on local news. We stress the importance of knowing what's going on in your own backyard and not really looking at what's going on at the high level, state, national level, because it took a while to reach us.
Right.
But with this new administration, decisions that are being made are kind of hitting us like a ton of bricks, and we don't have that luxury of a a lapse of time before we feel those effects. So the first one we have to talk about is the 7th Avenue flooding. And this has been going on since last September, when a new box culvert was installed underneath the road between Iowa and Michigan. And homes on 7th Avenue started experiencing flooding, and they had never experienced flooding in the past. So it's a mystery on what is causing the flooding. The city has already spent $132,000 for a report by Bramble America's Engineering Solutions trying to find out why, where it's coming from. Is the culvert leaking and so forth? That did not answer the questions. And now it's before the council that the next step is to spend $100,000 to continue that investigation and determine the source of the water.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a mystery going on here right now. At the end of the last Common Council, also towards the end of the conversation, they were talking about perhaps we should take this into closed session because there are claims being filed against the city because of the flooding. So I would anticipate we'll see them go into closed session.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be probably your number one story in the newspaper today when I pick it up out of the mailbox. And I am looking forward to
Well, for any of us in Oshkosh, flooding is an issue.
Yes.
And so we want to talk about, we got about a minute left. Give us a good news story to pass along this morning, Karen.
All right. So what I would say is the public library is starting their summer reading program. And I encourage everyone to get out there and participate in it. It's a million minute program. They hope to document a million minutes being read by participants at the Oshkosh Public Library. And there will be a million minute celebration party held in August to celebrate that once they reach that. And I just came from my Kiwanis group and heard that the participation is way higher than they anticipated. So let's make them really work hard for it and get more people in the doors.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Karen. We will talk to you again next week, and we'll be more prepared for you. How's that sound?
And I know where to go next week.
Karen Schneider with the Oshkosh Herald, thanks so much for being on our Valley Focus this morning.